We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Shine, Memphis. This is Healing Frequencies with me, the Carrie Lee. Here you will find guided meditations, a little sound healing in one of many ways, as well as wellness chats to feed the mind, body, and the soul. I'm just here to give you a cute little Saturday frequency adjustment, you know, on the up and ups to help you start your rising routines. How y'all feeling this rising? If you're up, you know, give us a nice little stretch, okay? Take in a nice deep breath and exhale. Show gratitude for this moment. Show gratitude for this time. We just finished listening to Sinking Boat by Infinity Song. Such a cute song. They're like a family. I could tell they're pretty young too. It's like two sisters, two brothers. Really cute. And they have a sister who's also a solo artist named Victory Boyd. It's super cute. And so currently we are listening to The Water Poem by Ram Dass and Aware.
Someone by you. ของหมู่บ้านสิ่งไหนก็ตัวนู้นใจน่าก็คิดคิดได้ฉันคิดได้ที่มาก็คิดคงมองกินได้
listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. Happy Saturday. I hope you're feeling good. All right. I have a lot of energy, y'all. And let me tell you, I got a cute little 2.5 hours of sleep, but she's fired up. I had to do some last minute quick prepping for an event I'm doing today with my family, business, Lee's Urban Apothecary. MemFitFest is going on, and I'm excited about that. It's for Memphis. I want to say it's the second or third annual, and it's about it's several different fitness gurus of the city who's going to be there. There's going to be lots of vendors, myself included. I'm going to have sweet tea on deck, like I do. I'm a herbal girly, and other herbal products that are really good for you. Just yet another great environment to encourage fellow Memphians and people in the surrounding area to take better care of themselves, and to provide us with tools and resources and demonstrations on how to do that. So I'm really excited. I know it's being held by Ambition Fitness. Super cool people over there. So, if you're out and about and want to slide through, come say hey. Stop by the MemFitFest. I think it'll be super, super cool to see you there. And if you see me, stop by and say hey. We're currently listening to Waiting on Arrival featuring Taylor McFerrin by Robert Glasper. I kind of want to do a little breath work, huh? Think we can slide some of that in for these last 40 seconds of this song. Let's do it. So join me in a deep breath. If you can, get as relaxed as possible and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. With every inhale and exhale, I want you to allow yourself to sink deeper into your body, sink deeper into your current feelings. Decide how you want to feel on this rising. How are you feeling currently? Are you feeling content? Are you feeling worried? Curious, excited, anxious? As you inhale what you do want to feel, I want you to exhale what doesn't make you feel good. Allow the music to send you to a different place. If you can close your eyes, feel free to do that. And rest in the music. Imagine yourself being carried as if you're floating in water. Don't be foolish. That weightlessness that we feel when we are floating. Open up your heart. Allow yourself to receive whatever's available for you on today. Know that you can receive and experience anything you want to. Know that you have choices. Know that even when you can't see it or believe it, that you have so much love surrounding you, known and unknown. That if you are alive, you have choices, you have options. And if you can, give yourself a good hug as we come out of this quick mindful moment. Again, that was another Robert Glasper song, but that was Breathing Underwater featuring Michelle Indiegiocello. Please don't tell her that I messed up her name, but I hope that y'all know who that is because she's amazing. Now this is I Win by Simone. I feel like we should keep a little inspirational energy going. So Simone, he's a cool dude. He's a homie. And he really makes amazingly inspirational music. So enjoy.
There's no need to doubt, because I always end up winning if I keep my head up to the hills from which come.
Nothing can bring me down when I the ground. I have no fear at all. I forget I could ever fall. I wanna go where no one can keep me bound. When I get off the ground, no more will I worry. I'll have no reason why. If you could see me fly, I wanna fly away, where we can all be together. I wanna feel that kind of warmth you get beside the sun.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, and this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. Okay, so we just finished listening to Nate Smith's Fly for Mike, in parentheses, featuring Brittany Howard. Beautiful song. I actually just came across that song the other day, and I was like, ooh, I like this. I love Brittany Howard's voice. I don't know if you guys caught when I played her song Goat Head before, but, you know, her tone, it's so rich, it's so heavy. I like that. It's southern. Okay, we're currently listening to Terrace Martin's Terrace Martin's song Think of You, featuring Kamasi Washington and Rose Go. An amazing song. It's off his project. I thought it was Sounds of Crenshaw. But it's not, it's Velvet Portraits, all right? Get into it, y'all.
got it and you want it. Wrapped around my pinky finger, you and me attached. Ready from being honest. I got good intentions, but I got it bad for you, my baby, yeah. You got the sky wide open, so I see where heaven's at. But hell is still down there. So let's just keep it here. Fall through the surface. Might find things that you cannot see. Let's not fall through the surface. Might see things that you cannot see. Under the surface.
Again, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. This is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. We are currently listening to Under the Influence by Rennie. My friend put me on to him the other day. Loving his newest project. I want to say it's called Lucky. It might be Lucky 7, or it might just be Lucky. You can find out for yourself. But while we have been listening, I have gathered, I've pulled some oracle cards for us to, you know, enjoy. Okay, so from the rest deck, I got, my body is sacred. Exhaustion does not honor the sacred. I know that's right. On the back of the card, it says, you don't want a seat at the table. The table is full of oppressors. Ooh, she said that with her full chest. You want a blanket and a pillow down by the ocean. You want to rest. Exhaustion is not your legacy. Honor the divinity in yourself. Turn your back on grind culture. You are scared. Ooh, that's a read. Okay, so this is a read to me. I don't know if you felt read, you know what I'm saying? But if you're like me, you definitely felt a little like, ooh, you show right. But yeah, it's like no one came here to work. And when I say came here, I mean to the earth. You know, we wasn't birthed in order to turn into workhorses, you know, or at least that's why I don't think that we was meant for that. And so, like, we're kind of like making it normal to be tired, overworked, you know, kind of working to survive, basically, versus living in, you know, something that you do for money. Is it doesn't take from the quality of your overall life. You know, because like what we have to make life worth living. And if it's just full of going to work and going home and going to sleep to reset, to go back to work, it's like, what are we really doing? You know, we just living for the weekend, you know, for the evenings, for the nights, you know. Figure out what ways you can make adjustments, or even if you want to look for a different type of jobs, you know. So I encourage anybody who may have been feeling like, you know, I think I need to change up. You know, don't limit yourself by assuming that you wouldn't get something, you know, just because you feel like you might not be prepared or under experienced. You never know. Sometimes people like to train people, you know, they want someone who is excited and willing. So don't sell yourself short. Go out for something new or different, an elevated position, something that makes life a little easier for you. All right. Okay. The next card says, naps are a portal to a healing dream space. In the back, it says, it is time to go deeper into your rest practice and begin to see naps as more than a shortened sleep moment. Naps are an invitation to enter a portal of care and invention. Things can be worked out in this dream space that can't be addressed while awake. You should come here often. Trust the portal of rest. Imagine a rested world. This resonates heavily for me personally, especially there are certain things that can't be addressed while you are awake. So I'm a dreamer, right? So we all are, but do we remember them or bring them back with us in the physical? And no. But sometimes I have moments where I catch enough where I can begin to like meditate and recall the rest of the dream. And there have been times I get sucked into sleep. Like anytime I'm processing stuff, something deep and emotional, I often I'll get super sleepy or heavy. Like especially if I'm not really processing it the best from my perspective, I would all of a sudden get really, really sleepy. This would be like midday, so I know I'm not sad, but the sleepies would hit me aggressively and I would knock out. And by the time I wake up, if I'm not remembering what I dreamt about, of course, I just feel better. You know, I think we all can attest to that. Sometimes you upset, you feeling away. Just take a nap, drink some water and go lay down. Okay. And by the time you get up, you feel better, you know, because believe it or not, you know, we could be processing more stuff in dream time. You know, I've definitely come back with memories of me working through things, even through conflict with people. In regular life, like I'll see them in dream time and I'll like catch the ends of conversations we may have been having or something of that nature. So, you know, and then it is scientifically proven that your body does a lot of work on your behalf while you are sleeping, you know? So it's like, if you're not getting that rest, you're not giving your body that time to do what it needs to do to get you ready. Okay. So go to sleep. If you die, be quiet. Lay down, that's an extra part, and go to sleep. If you know what I'm talking about, you my friend. Okay, so currently we're listening to Everything's Beautiful by Hiatus Coyote. Earlier, the song right before that was Hurricane by Lucky Day. I love that guy. Okay, so from the self-care deck, I got three cards fell out. So we got create art. I think that's straight to the point. You know, get creative, you know, get some paper and do some squigglies and see what comes out. See if it makes you feel good. Okay. Even get you a coloring book. I recently got a coloring book and some color pencils and, you know, I don't sit and do it enough, but when I do, I'm like, you know what? This is cute. Or like create, like, you know, get an easel or canvas and do the things. Hydrate, water, water, water. I don't know if you could tell by the dash of rasp in my voice, but I need a little water myself. Hydrate because it's good for you. Our bodies are heavily dependent on the waters. Okay, and use your hands. Use your hands is the next card, and the next and last card that came out. Get physical. You know, get into a tactile state. Touch some flowers, go lay in the grass, do some pottery. In this card they have a picture of a little pottery situation. You could do that. You have options. And I want y'all to do that, you know, or like, let's say you've been meaning to repair something, do it. You know, you want to try something out, like you want to do your hair, try to do your hair yourself. I don't know. Or at least like do a wash, do some sort of treatment that you know, get your hands in your hair, you know, allow you your own energy to cleanse your crown, to cleanse your head. That's what I mean by crown. But yes, y'all, I hope that you enjoy these oracle card pulls. I'm gonna let y'all enjoy these last few seconds of this song, and then we're gonna head into another vibe. But thank you for rocking with me in Healing Frequencies with Kerry Lee, and I'll be back.
Why do I feel like I'm said take your time, what's the rush? I said baby I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. She said take your time, what's the rush? I said baby I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I can smoke already, so pardon my blunt ears. I see past pretty faces, so I got trouble trusting. But I let my guard down for you. Said I put my guard down for you. Said I'll be vulnerable, so you can break my heart if you want to. She said take your time, what's the rush?
Hello, Memphis. You've been listening to WYXR 91.7 FM. This is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. We just listened to Leon Thomas's song called Mutt. It's a funny song, interesting choice of words, but I love the song. And we're going into Die With a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. I've been loving this song, y'all. It's so beautiful. The arrangement, the words, they're singing they behinds off. So enjoy it. I hope you guys have enjoyed the rest of the show as well, because we are coming to the close of our hour together. It was a vibe. Shout out to all my listeners. Shout out to my mom. I hope she's listening. Hey, mama. Hey, girl. But yes, until next week, guys.
Need a friend on your way in? Listen to The Drop every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. on WYXR.
Yeah, 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 it's your dog MC Mac for life, the underboss, Supreme Bean. Kicking it here on WYXR 91.7 FM. KKZ, baby.
Thank you. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody.